We now bring to these microphones David James of David James Reports. We're going to talk about an issue that, of course, is appropriate for this time of the year, the Christmas season. We'll do that in just a moment. I want to remind you that you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com. On the right-hand column of my home page, if you'll scroll down, you'll find David James Reports. And this is dealing with issues that the body of Christ needs to have an understanding, a biblical understanding of these particular issues as well. That's why we bring David to these microphones, and David receiving response from people across the countryside that they're enjoying our conversations together. I have to give you the credit. You do all the research work, and then I just ask you questions and interact a little bit, but appreciate you doing all that work, and so good to be able to discuss these issues, not trying to attack, but simply bringing the issue to the table and thinking about it from a biblical perspective. Now, here, having said that, we're in the Christmas season. It's a fertile playground for the atheists out there to get out their anti-religion message. One example was reported this week by a British newspaper about a billboard with a little girl writing a letter to Santa Claus. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. Good to be with you again. And Merry Christmas, despite what others might want us to say to one another. Yes, actually, it's from a British newspaper, but it referred to a situation here in the U.S. where there have been billboards that are being put up in areas in Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, I think, that depict a little girl with Santa cap on and a puzzled look on her face. And the letter she's writing to Santa Claus is, "What I want for Christmas is to not go to church this year, or to skip church. I don't want to be involved with these fairy tales," something along that line.
Well, that's an interesting article. You did send that along to me. I was able to peruse it myself. Very, very interesting. By the way, I don't think I responded to you. Merry Christmas. I'm happy to say that as well. I was so excited about our discussion because this is key for much of the body of Christ to be able to understand what is happening. For example, there are atheist organizations out there who have put up signs, something like the one you're talking about. They put up signs on buses like this all around major urban areas for several years. But this campaign seems to be going somewhat of after a different audience, is it not?
Well, yes, I would agree. I think the demographics of their targeting is changing. You know, you can put these places up in urban areas, but when you get out into the country, across the country, you know, if you look at even a political map, you have high-density population centers, which are very liberal and very liberally minded. But as you look at country geographically, it's largely conservative. And atheist groups just don't make much headway in those. But that's what makes these billboards unique, in that they're really placed right in the Bible Belt, even the buckle of the Bible Belt, right in to where a lot of conservatives live. And so they're obviously targeting a younger group. It's not the older folks that they're going to be targeting. It's going to be the millennials who are in the formative years and are thinking about other things. And so they are going after them with some of this slick advertising.
Well, and in fact, in that article that we're referring to from the British newspaper, it talked about the millennials actually standing up on their hind legs and saying, "We don't want to believe any longer the lies of our mothers and fathers about this fairy tale of Christmas." Boy, that's getting pretty tough.
It is. And, you know, we saw this in Hungary even. You know, we were in Hungary for 16 years. And under communism, atheism made up only about 15% of the population, 12 to 15%. But just a few years ago, they did a survey of those people under 45 years old, and the rate of atheism was up to almost 50% in that demographic. So it is a movement that is catching hold even in areas that have been more traditionally conservative.
One of the more well-known organizations that's active, an active group of atheists, they seem to get involved whenever they receive some type of a complaint about some breach in the separation of church and state. For example, there was one complaint lodged by an organization like this about an annual Christmas parade in a small community there in Alabama. Boy, this doesn't seem right that one person can shut down everybody else's desires to celebrate this special time.
Well, we're seeing that over and over again. You're referring to the incident in Piedmont, Alabama, and for their Christmas parade, which would be like any other Christmas parade that you would have anywhere in the country, they decided to make the theme of the parade, Christ is the reason for the season. That simple phrase, Christ is the reason for the season. Well, there was one person, just one person, in that small community, and they reached out to this atheist organization. It's called Freedom From Religion. And so they receive requests from all over the United States to have their big guns go into these areas and try to shut this down on the basis of the separation of church and state. Now, in this situation, they took the theme away, but then they had a number of people from the community just walk in the parade with posters that said the same thing, Christ is the reason for the season, keep Christ in Christmas and all that. So a lot of these things backfire on them, and they just end up looking more silly the more they try to do this. Certainly, I don't see it as anything to be afraid of, at least for now.
David, there's always been atheists, but it seems that we're in a different time in history now. There's a new type of atheist. How is this new atheism different?
Throughout history, there have been atheists, but atheism as a movement is really a fairly new thing. Even, you know, in the last 100 years, you have some fairly well-known atheists like Bertrand Russell and Madeleine Murray O'Hare, but they tended to be more passive. They tended to look at Christians as being fools and wasting their lives, et cetera, et cetera. But the new atheists, they're like the new groups in a lot of other areas, and that is the tendency to be militant. Seems like everybody, no matter what movement they're behind, whether it's a neo-reform movement or environmentalists or, in this case, a religion, everybody has to be militant and use militant tactics to frighten people, to make their voice heard above the din of all the other voices that are out there. So they have to do radical things to even be noticed. So they've gone from being just a passive, I don't believe in God, to a very active, and not only do I not believe in God, neither should you, because your belief in God is wrecking my life and is wrecking the world.
Yeah, right. Some hardcore atheists, and you would know this by experience, I as well, by confronting atheists in our evangelism activities of our ministries, they really get upset when you tell them that really atheism is actually a religion based upon faith. In fact, in reality, they're just denying a God that they know in their hearts truly exists.
That's true, and that's one of the fastest ways to make a hardcore atheist get hot under the collar, to telling he really believes in God, he's just denying it. But the fact is, philosophically, the elements are all there. In fact, I read an article today by a hardcore atheist against another hardcore atheist, and this first one was saying it really is religious because it deals with metaphysical issues, and it deals with explaining why atheism is true. So there's an apologetics involved, and it means a clash of ideas, even among atheists. And you're simply arguing against something that is theoretical because you can't prove theism any more than you can atheism. You'd have to be able to travel to every part of the universe to say with certainty there is no God. And you can't have that knowledge. And so wherever your knowledge is lacking, you have to fill it in with speculation and philosophical ideas. So whether they call it a religion or not, it functions as a religion.
You know, often I say to them, hey, how could you be an atheist? Atheist, the word itself, I believe, means no God. And so if there is no God, how could you be against God? Which it kind of is a circular argument, but it goes along with what you said. You came to faith in Christ about 30 years ago, David, when you were 26 years old. Was there ever a time when you were an atheist in your views?
You know, I was so messed up during that time. I think I fluctuated through atheism and agnosticism and then all kinds of weird things in between. But the fact is, I didn't believe the Bible to be true. I thought it was written by primitive people explaining the circumstances around them. I didn't believe in the six-day creation or Noah's flood. I'll tell you what happened. I got into a discussion with a friend of mine, and the Lord just touched my heart, and over the next 2 days, my whole heart and mind changed. And literally, from one moment to the next, I realized that I was a sinner in need of a Savior, that Jesus Christ was that Savior. I placed my faith and trust in Him. And before I ever read any apologetics books, read about the Genesis flood, any of that, I automatically, immediately began believing everything the Bible said was true. So I believed the six-day creation. I didn't know how it worked. I believed Noah's flood. I don't know how it worked. I had background in engineering, but it was simply a step of faith when placing my faith in Christ and my whole heart, mind, thinking, everything changed. Radically.
Wow. And that is the bottom line. Praise the Lord for that testimony. One final question for you, David. Militant atheists now are on a campaign to convert the entire world to the atheistic worldview. How might this campaign play out or be a part of the setting of the stage for the last days?
Well, I think there are several ways that can happen. I think once the false signs and wonders start taking place, as well as the true signs and wonders at the hands of the two witnesses in Revelation, I think a lot of atheists, especially the ones who are just playing the game because it's cool, I think they're going to rethink really quickly. Those who are hardcore atheists, they probably won't last very long, especially if they refuse to take the mark of the beast. I think one of the things that will happen is you can just say the words and pay allegiance to the beast, and you may be able to sneak under the radar for a while. But the ultimate problem is the judgments from the tribulation period that God is reigning upon the earth means that the large segments of the population, half of the world's population, is going to die. And if those atheists die without have ever trusted in Christ for their salvation, they're going to die a terrible death and then face a Christless eternity in the lake of fire.
Boy, that is a warning for everyone who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to take into consideration. David, thank you for your research on this subject today. Appreciate it so much. We'll have a new one next week, and Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas, Jay.